שינקה זיין, סיב זיין. הצוד לחושם והקרבים בשבס, a person trapped snakes or scorpions בשבס, אישה רמוסים המזיקים, or other רמוסים which are מזיק. So the law is as follows. אם לרפואה, it seems that these nachoshim and akrabim have in them perhaps their venom or these other things in them that are merape. So he captured it. He wants to derive benefit from them. Chayiv. So then he is chayiv. So we are saying that nachoshim and akrabim are dvorim sheminon nitzayit. This is a mean that people capture. And God, they bring from Nissan Kerelitz. Nissan Kerelitz says, Mina Nitzayin means as follows. Mina Nitzayin means, this is a mean, that the hunters, you know, look at the Hamainan. There are hunters, they're snake hunters. So if there are snake hunters that hunt snakes for to derive benefit from the snakes, so mamela, so that's called minon nitzayit. That's called minon nitzayit. So if I go now, so this is a mean which is captured by hunters. So if I go now and I capture a snake for an intent of refuah, I want to use perhaps the venom is good for refuah. So chayiv. So then he's chayiv. This is a chayiv deraisa. Ve'im b'shvil shelo yishchenu. But what if he's capturing the snake for a different reason? He wants that the snake shouldn't bite him. Mutzah. So then, this is permissible. So let us see the Mishnah Berurah. So the Mishnah Berurah says like this: Chayiv, the mikri dovo shebeminoi nitzay. The snakes are a mean that people capture them. They can capture them for different purposes. They use their skin, whatever. But it is a mean that people are interested in capturing them. To use whatever chelik they have, so that's called minom nitzayit. The English will, but what if the reason he captured the snake is he's capturing the snake that the snake should not be mazikin, shouldn't bite him? So then, this is mutter. Hainu afilu. Ramokim shein regilim anachoshim lahamis. Number one, let us appreciate the chiddush of the mechaber. We're speaking about this is a place that snakes do not kill. So it's not a shaila pikuach nefoshes. If a shaila pikuach nefoshes, you don't need a mechaber and simin shin tesayin to tell you that it's muta. So we're speaking about, this is a mocking that these snakes do not kill. Number one. Number two, ve'en rotzim achrov, and they're not chasing him. Elohim dim bim kaimom, they're staying here. And he looks at the snake looks at him. And the bezeh also leilech lahogon. So you're not allowed to kill the snake. He's not chasing you. It's not a shayla pikuach nefoshes. Rilakama b'sifyut. Afilu hochi lotsoidon shori. But he's permitted to trap the snake and make sure that the snake should not be around. He's trapping him, but he should be trapped. Dainu, shekoyfa lein kli, he puts a keli on top of him. or he ties him up, he gets a hold of a rope, and then there's a noose on it, and he ties him to something. So Lamaise, he's trapping the snake. And this is mutter. We're not speaking about a case of pikuach nefoshes. Vatam, tahavi meloche she'ein soris legufa. Number one, this is a meloche she'ein soris legufa. That means he's doing one of the lametes meloches, but he's not doing it lesoire hameloche. That means the Tzorech and the Mishkan was, when they captured animals, because they needed the animals, and needed them for the skins. So the purpose of the Tzedek and the Mishkan was, you're doing a Maitha Tzedek with a purpose, because I need the animal. So that's called Tzorech Legufa. Now, here I am capturing a snake, but I do not need the snake. I want that he should be, I don't need him. I want some emela, some aloha, shame, tzorech, legupon. Deine tzorech lotzut, he doesn't need to capture him, he doesn't need the snake. Ela shalo yishcheno, all he wants is that the snake should not bite him. If he would be sure that the snake would stay there and he won't be mazik him, the reason he's putting a keli over the snake, he doesn't want to, he's not making a badekund over here. The reason is he wants to make sure that the snake should not bite him. That's his whole purpose. He's afraid the snake might bite him. Fine. Now, we came along, the melacha shein tzricha legufa potter. That if a person does a melacha, and he's doing it not for the purpose that there was in the Mishkan, so potter, you're not chayiv. You are not chayiv for this malacha, avol osa midrabona, but it's also midrabona. Midrabona, drabona nasab. I mean, just to understand the chayma, we can see the kichidushim here, but just to understand a chayma ba malacha shein tzchisa legufo, the halacha is that one of the lametes malachas is kibui, to extinguish something that's burning. Now, the kibui in the Mishkan was, it was wood burning, and they needed coals, so they extinguished the fire to make a coal. So if I'm going to extinguish a fire, I don't need coals. My house is burning. I want to extinguish the fire, that the house shouldn't burn down. So this is a melacha she'ein tzricha legufa. And the melacha is, you just watch it burn. And you're not allowed to extinguish it. It's also midrabanan. Even to tell a goy, to tell him to extinguish it is also also. Unless you say, a remez called but al kaponim, a melacha shein tzricha legufa is muta min ha-Torah, aber osa min ha-Rabbanan. It's osa min ha-Rabbanan. So here we have a melacha shein tzricha legufa. I am capturing the snake, but I'm not capturing it because I need the snake. I'm capturing because I don't want the snake to bite me. And here, because of a hezek haguf, we're not talking about something that's pikuach nefoshes, but something that will be painful if he does bite him, chazal v'mata. Right. So that is one explanation of this halacha. And this is good to understand according to Rav Paiskim, because Rav Paiskim holds that a malacha shem tzricha legufa is pata, it's only also min rabbon. So mainly we have this mahalach that here the rabbonan wa mata the isha the mokim has it. Vafilu laharambam the mechayev ba'alma b'malacha shein tzorich legufa. But now, let us just appreciate the shayla that the Mishnah Berurah is posing. The shikas harambam is that we paskin a malacha shein tzorich legufa is chayev. It's a machlekes tanoim, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon. The Rambam paskins like Rabbi Yehuda that a malacha shein tzricha legufa is chayes. V'af al pikein, the Rambam paskins this halacha that if I trap a snake in order that the snake should not bite me, it's mutter. So here we have, we need a lot of explanation to understand this. How could the Rambam paskin its mutter? It's a malacha shein tzricha legufa, which according to the Rambam is chayet. Ba'afilu laharambam, the mechayev ba'alme, the Rambam holds that you are chayev, the malacha shein tzorich legufa, moided mozeh, here is moided, that it's mutter. Vekosmu de taimo, so the mefoshim say, what is pshat? Mishum de svirelei, because in this case of capturing a snake that he shouldn't bite him, gzele mikri meloche klau. This is not considered a meloche. Vahavi kim misasek ba'alme. This is equivalent to misasek. Kivin she'ein ritzoinoi be'etzem atzeine klau, kaderabe kavanosoi lahavriach oisoi me'olov. So, the explanation of the Shittas Rambam is as follows. Meleches teido, the meloche is to bring an animal into your rishus. That means he should be under my shlita. Like this, he can go wherever he wants. I want to bring an animal into my rishus, under my shlita. That is the malacha of tzedek. So if I do a pu'ule to bring him into my rishus, that's the malacha of tzeidah min ha'Torah. Here, I do not want him to bring him into my rishus. This action, what I am doing, I want him the exact opposite. I want him that he should have no shaykhus with me. I'm putting a keli over him, not because I want him, because I don't want him. So here, this is not considered, he's doing the malacha. The malacha has a surah of bringing under your control, into your rishus. That is the surah sa malacha. Here, if the whole purpose is to make sure he should be out of my rishus. He shouldn't be able to get close to me. That is the mechuvin. So here the Rambam holds that this is considered that he's not even doing a malacha. It's not called he's doing the malacha but for a different purpose. In order to be considered a malacha seide, you have to do a pula to bring into your rishus under your shlita. And here I'm doing the exact opposite. I want him out of my, he should be far away from me as much as possible. So therefore, the Rambam holds this is not malachas tzeida. This is the exact opposite.
to both gates. You are the death, the true line was to have control over the animal, whether it was the animal for himself or he was the animal to stay away. But it didn't come back. So make sure that it's not going to be one of the three animals more.
But I don't know, that's what he wants, control. He doesn't want control. He has no interest to control the animal. He just wants that the animal should be away from him. That means he doesn't want to derive something from this. The Malachas say the things, I want to derive something from the tool I'm doing. I want to bring him under my control. Here, I don't want him under my control. If he go away, I'd be very happy. I just want to make sure he shouldn't have any shaykhs with me. So it's not, it's the exact opposite of Tzedek. God lives. There's a Sefer Mishnah Halachas that says we had learned before in the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says that a person is not permitted to put out a trap in Shabbos. A person, Mishnah Berurah brought this down. So the Mishnah Halachas says that according to the Rambam, let's say I put out a mouse trap. I don't want the mouse. I want that the mouse should not come into the kitchen, come into the pantry. That's what I want. But I don't want the mouse. So l'chayr, according to the Rambam, it should be mutter, because that's not Malachas Tzedek. So he says, that's true. Ein hachanami. It could be according to the Rambam, it is takim mutter. But according to the other Paiskim, they did not say like the Rambam. They said it's a Malachas in Tzricha L'gufe. And in they were Mako, Shalei Azikano. They were only makers, shouldn't be mazik him. So that's a hezek aguf. The snake might bite him, will be painful. But if the mouse will eat up the cheese or other things.
He said that things swirl on his knees. Some of that in the house, but you don't want to buy it done. So you put it out for it.
For somehow, some reason, it seems Chazal knew how to be magdal. Here it's, I don't know. Here you don't want, the malach is, I don't want the fire should burn it. Why I don't want to burn it? That is the tzuras ha-malach. I don't want the fire to burn the wood. That's malach's kibui. Why it shouldn't burn the wood? That's irrelevant, but that's the tzuras ha-malach. Here it seems it's not the tzuras ha-malach. According to the Rambam, I don't want the animal at all. Siv has Shemayna Shilotzim Hamurim Batoyla. There are eight Shilotzim which the Torah mentions. We'll just mention one thing. The Shemayna Shilotzim, what the Torah mentions, all of them have a common denominator. That means they all have a skin on them. They all possess a skin. These other shots, and we will see, that do not possess a skin. They're just covered with meat, but there's no skin, there's no oil. And we'll see that that's why he's going to differentiate between the Shmeine Shrotzim and other Shrotzim. Now, so let us just start off this in the halacha. Shmeine Shrotzim Hamuram Bataira. Hatzodon chayev, if a person captures them, is chayev, that means the Shmeine Shrotzim had a skin, they had oilies, and those who hunted them used to hunt them to derive benefit from them. So it's called the Minon Nitzoy. The Shmeine Shrotzim, there was a reason to capture them. So it's called Minon Nitzayit, Satzodon Chayiv. V'ha'choyvil bohem, now case number two, a person is choyvil bohem. Choyvil bohem means, a chabol is like a wound, he wounds them, he hits them, till blood comes out, Or even the blood doesn't come out, but the blood gets into the skin and there's a redness in the skin where the, that means the blood left the bloodstream and now it's in the skin. It didn't come out yet, but it's not already in the bloodstream and it's now you can see from the redness of the skin that it left the bloodstream and it's in the skin now. Ba'chayvul b'hem, if a person was chayvul in the Shmeinei Shrotzen, af al pi shelo yotza mehem dam, even though blood did not come out, elo nitzra tachas ha'ir, the blood left the bloodstream, but now it's underneath the skin, and you can tell this, the skin is from the redness of the skin, Chayiv, so now you're chayiv als chayvul. Ushar shrotzim, other shrotzim who do not have a skin, einoi chayiv a chayvul behem, so if a person is chayvul in these other shrotzim, he's only chayv Elohim came yotzo mehem dom, unless the blood came out. But of the meat of the skin, there's no really the meat of the shed is reddened. That is not considered meleches chayvul. Now let us see in Mishnah Berurah. Shmeina Shrotzen. Behine, so now the Mishnah will give us a little agdome. Mitchila Beir HaMechaber Din Tseido Mechaye Boitz. We were learning about capturing a deer, gazelle, a bird. The Boitzon HaMinim Stamayu Nitzoidam Lutzoidach. Most of these minim, people hunt them and they capture them and they use them. So there's that's called minom nitzait, that this is a min which is aimed to be captured. So therefore there's achiv tzeder min ha-toyre. Va'achshav, that's what we're learning till now. Va'achshav v'ira mechaber, din seydas shrotzim, that if one captures a sheretz, the bohu yesh chilek, the bo'oison haminim sheyesh lahem oireis, those minim that have oir, they have skin on them, Fuhu Hashmoina Shrotzim Hamurim Batoire Hachoilet Vahachbo Vahatzov Vigoima Yes Seida. So on the Shmoina Shrotzim, there is a Chiyim Seida, Dimistome Tzodom Gamkein Litzoire said. That means all the Shmoina Shrotzim have an oil. They have a skin, and the skin is used. So, Memele, people hunt these minim to derive benefit from them. So, Memele, that is called minon nitzoid. This is a mean that hunters hunt, and you derive benefit from it. Unless some mele you have these shmeina shrotzim, and he has an achbor, a mouse, a rat, and he's not interested in using the skin of the rat. He just wants to get rid of him or something. So then it's rotter. So he's not capturing it for the usage of the animal. He doesn't want the animal. Mishum dahavalei meloche shein tzorech legufe. So then, it's a meloche shein tzorech legufe. That roi poiskim hold that it is proper. Aber Schar Schlotzen, other Schlotzen, Englehem Iris, they don't have the skins that one could use, that they're covered by their bosso, not by a layer of skin over them. Ustamayo nitoidem shalaylatzem. So normally, a person captures them, he's not capturing them to derive benefit from them because they don't have too much to offer. So normally, you are not unless he hunted them or he captured them, he has a tzairah. Vazu chayim imudavo shebeminoi nitzeit. If this is a mean that is captured, so Nissan Karelis explains as follows. There are certain meanim that the Inshi will not, are not interested in capturing them. They have nothing but to offer. If you'll have this amiut sha'ina imotsui, there are some people who catch, and they have a psatsoira to capture them, but that doesn't make it minon nitsoi. That means if it's very rare, the hunters who hunt them, let's say this is a mere shayne motzi, it's not very rare to find such a hunter. So therefore, it's a say to the rabbanan, I'm going to hunt for that purpose. But it's the mean is called a mean shayne nitsoi, because no one, 99% of the hunters do not hunt for this purpose. My shayne came by the other shirotzim could be most people don't hunt them, let's say, because they don't have eyes, they don't have skins. But al koponim, there is a miut hamotzoi who do hunt them. So therefore, it is called minom nitzoi, and if I hunted for a purpose, will be higher. So that's the din. Shmeini Shlotzim normally is called mina nitzoi, then the other shlotzim, if this, even though it's not mina nitzoi, but if a person, since there's a meal to do, capture them for a purpose, so it's, will be higher. So that's the first aloche, and by Shmeini Shlotzim, chatzodon chayiv. Vachoyvo behem, tam chiyuv lechiyuv habole. Now, the Mishnah was saying a reason according to Reiv Rishainim. Umibnei netilas neshome shebo'isei mokin. Because one is taking away neshama. That means ki, the pasuk says ki hadam huwa hanefesh. The chiyus of every nivro lies in the dam. Ki hadam huwa hanefesh. So memele, so if a person would take away all the dam of a nivro, he's going to die. Because the complete chiyus was taken away. If a minute of dam was taken away, so that's also called nitilas neshama. That means the neshama that was in this dam, that means Kozman, the blood was flowing in the bloodstream, there was chiyus in every drop of dam. By taking away one drop of dam, I'm taking away a mitzvah neshama. It's called netilas neshama, and that's one of the lamed tes melachos. Now, in netilas neshama, he can take away the complete neshama. He can take away a fraction of the neshama, but every netilas neshama is higher. So, memele, so to extract dam from a live nivra, is Yochayim al Tnutilas Neshamet. Now let us see. Yavatam lachim chavala umim neged kilus neshama shabayisay mokim means that dam, every mashu of dam has neshama in it, and when it's in the bloodstream, this chiyus in every mashu of dam. So when you take out dam, so you take out a single neshama. Bayisay mokim. Ki adam hu nefesh. Va'al kein, afilu yotza hadam kolshu. So even though a mashu of dam left, oy nitra hadam kolshu, or a mashu of the dam left the bloodstream and now became clotted in the skin. That means now it left the bloodstream and now it became in the skin. So it is out of the bloodstream already. So he's chayim of natilas neshamet. So we can make a natilas neshamet by dam in two ways. Either I take it out completely from the goof, or I take it out from the flow of the bloodstream and it gets into the oil, it gets into the skin, and some of my legs.
So once it just leaves the bloodstream itself, then it's the tilka shaman, than the goof.
That's right. But let me just tell you a son. But it matters like this. There are certain shlotsim who don't have an oil. By them, you'll hit that sheretz, it'll get very red. But since the meat of this sheretz gets red, but then right away it goes back into the bloodstream. Kozman, it doesn't leave the body. But it enters the meat of the animal. It went in and it's going to go out again. So it's not called there was an Atilas Neshama. The only case of Atilas Neshama was if it was Nitzra Hadam Bo'er. If the dam left the meat and it got into the skin, when it gets into the skin, then already it will not go back into the bloodstream. Some bruise, that's right. But that's dafka when it got into the skin already. But Kozman, it didn't get into the skin. Let's say you slap someone so his face gets red. But the blood goes back again. So that's not called it was an Atilas Neshama. I say the bruise means it left the bloodstream and now it's so that's called an Atilas Neshama. Even though it didn't leave, now Nitzra Tachasoil. Bahem, Achay will ban, Noket Chabola Bishrotzim, Mishum the Boo, because by Shrotzim, Yeshrotzim Sheing Lamboil. There are certain Shrotzim who do not have skin. By the other shrotzim, he's only chayim because the dam leaves the animal. No, the eight shrotzim, they all have skin. So by all of them, you can be chayim and choyvul because the shaykh are bruised by all of them. So you chayim choyvul, afilu, the blood did not leave them. The body did not come out, but there's a bruise, so that's called chayvul. But by the other shrotzim, yoni chayim, when it leaves the body completely, that what the meat got reddened, that is not called chayvul. Avol koshkein, so we're talking about shrotzim, and by shrotzim there is a difference. When you're high by Nitzra Adam, when you're not high, Avol koshkein the eschiyim chavola b'vheim chayim oiv, shekulam yesh lam oir. All these three have skins, the chayim afolo b'nitzra, so even the God bruised, you're also high. V'chol ze mairi, Now, we're speaking about a malocha d'raisa. So a malocha d'raisa is only chayiv if there is a tikkun from the malocha. If there's only damage and no tikkun, so it's called a mekalkul, so you're not chayiv, you're potter. So now he's going to explain when your chayvul, a balchai, and blood comes out, what tikkun is there? What did you accomplish? The chose mayrig shetzorich ledam achavole, the cowboy. That means his kelev enjoys licking dam, and he promised the kelev he'll be a good kelev the whole week. Shabbos, I'm going to give you a delicacy. And he gave Shabbos, he went over to an animal, and he gave a good zetz, and blood came out, and that's the delicacy for the kelev. Oyla is an Indian, or he needs it not for the caliph. Another Indian, he needs blood. Oyla bosa shenitzra boy hadam, or he needs meat that got reddened with blood. Lahachil the cowboy im domay. So mele, he made it in such a knife. And so again, there's a tikkun. I'm deriving benefit from the netilas leshama. The lavohi, but if he's not deriving any benefits, he doesn't have a dog. Then he'd be mekalkul. So the while he's saying one case, when I was one chayu by chayvu in the bal chay, if he has an intent to use this dam, he's an intent to use a dam for a skeleton or something similar. Now he brings a me'iri, a very interesting me'iri. If the animal got bruised, the ainzer bechlal kilkul elotikun, shederech ha'olam lahakoisom kidei lahachlishom shienoyach lihikovesh. That means you have certain animals which are not readily obedient. They have a mind of their own. But if you'll hit them long enough till they get all bruised, they start getting, they become nihla to their owner. So the Me'iri says, so this is also called a tikkun. That means they're getting bruised, but this is misakin these animals, that now they'll be more obedient. So the chavol in them by nitzvah adam is letikun. They're not so wild, they're obedient, so that's called the tikkun. To weaken them, they should be kovush tachas yode, they should be nichna. Vim also chavola v'odom derech nekoma. What is if he wants to take nekoma? Someone did something to him or does, and he wants to show him that we don't start up with him. And he gives him a sack in the nose, and the nose starts bleeding. Oy bebehema chaye boiv shochavere boiv enze. Or he wants to take nekome from his chava. He doesn't want to start up with the chava, but he'll take nekome by beating up his behema chaya boiv, and then he'll start bleeding. But he's doing it to take revenge. The yotza adam oinitra. So is that called a mekalkul or a misaken? So that means like this, Lagabi, the one who the dam came out of, it's a mekalkul. That means there's no tikkun over here. But Lagabi, the one who made the bruise or made the dam go out, So before his blood was boiling, his own blood was boiling, he was very angry. But now after he gives him a zest, and his blood starts coming out, then he gets calm already. So the Rambam holds that is called a tikkun. That's a tikkun. It's called, it's a chayim in a Torah. It's called a tikkun because the blood that came out calmed me down. So it's called a tikkun. That's the Shita Sarambam. Shechayim is a bechol gavni, kinenu bechlau mekalko. Vatam, neisha miyashi v'statim v'dobol zei. Now he feels calm, cool, and collected. V'yonu ahitzoi. And now now will calm down. V'hoyo v'chamosoi sheiches v'dobol zei. By taking out the blood from whoever he took it out from, so this calms him down. So the Rambam machine is that's also called a mesakin. So the netilas neshome is a tikkun by the one who's making the netilas neshome. That means if a person is very angry and he goes and he's angry, he tears a beged. He tears a beged in his anger. So, and if he tears the beged, he calms down. So if you're looking at the beged, shame shemaim, the beged is ruined. Before you had a good beged, and now he had a ruined beged. So one should look at it as a kilkul. He was a kilkul the beged. But leidach gisa, this kriya brought about that he calmed down. He vented his anger on the beged. So mamela, so he calmed down. So the Rambam, that is called a tikkun. Even though the tikkun is not in the davar hanikra, even though the tikkun is not in the thing that became bruised, but it's called there, a tikkun came out of it. So therefore, the Rambam holds yechayiv. But I would write ayin shom. But ulekuli alma isa yesh bozeh dezicha nisa. The chola mekalklin. B'chol melochei Shabbos, even a mekalkul, av shepturim mechatos mikomokim asurim, but it's awesome. Valkein yizoyer meyoit, that one should be very careful, shtoy lahakos shum chai b'Shabbos, hakosh yocholov l'nei chaburev. So he says, Rabbi Yochei Shabbos, even if this one should not hit any balchai, a hakor that could bring to a bruise or a tzos adam, because even if there's no tikkun, he's a mekalkul, but a mekalkul is also awesome in the rabbonim. Kal kaponim ish isa yesh padover hazel lekulei alme. The ha'olam nichsholim b'zeh. People are nichshol, and so he's saying, don't. You shouldn't on Shabbos, but one should never hit either a bal chai or a person in such a life, and that he can get bruised from it. V'chein also lachoy shin. Let's say a person has a shin, he has a certain type of skin disease, a skin defection, and it is infection, and it itches him, and he'll scratch it till blood will come out. Shenei hachichuch, by scratching it, might see dam, shenibla bebosa, vim kein, or he's a chabura, he's making a chabura. Period. Veim hu makis dam lo odom, lerefuet. Now, there is such a refuah which was relevant bisman chazal, that they used to take out blood, they used to extract blood, And this brought about a refuah. There was extra blood or bad blood or whatever it was. And a person felt better after they took out the dam. So the im who makes dam la odom le refuah, kshein boi sakon, it's ein boi sakon, and he's makes the dam. Oy bivehema, that means I'm taking out dam to be misakin the person. That means the person has bad dam or too much dam. And by taking out this dam, he becomes nisrape. He needs the netilas nisham over here. This netila will bring about a refuah. The haroite ato bechavolezu g'day lehisrapois. I want to make this chavole, this wound, in order to bring about a refuah. So this is called a melocha atzricha leguf. Ulefize to take out a tooth in Shabbos, is a malach de reise, to who bechlau choyvel lerefue. This is choyvel lerefue, b'chein kosu morgen adroam b'simin shin chavches, sivkot m'gimu, v'aprim megodem, b'chai yodam. So they hold, this is a choyvel lerefue. V'ayim b'bir aloche, there in Simin Shin Chav Ches, and he says, it's not called a Chayvel Refuah, but my Mamotre Mashma Deitzos Hashem Rak Isa Yesh Bay Beloi Chiyav Chatos, the Chavolas Adam Anasa Yideze Ein Tzorech Legufo. You don't need it. So it's a Besinkreishe Deloi Nichalei. That means I want to take out the tooth. When you take out a tooth, dam comes out also, but I don't need the itzoras adam. So it's only also midarabona. V'chein mashma miagras. So he had a very interesting machloikis between the Mogen Avrom and the Maima Mordechai. If the dam that comes out when you extract the tooth, is this achoivo diaraisa? Or is this achoivo darabona? So God, my brother's a dentist, so I asked him, is there an inyan of blood coming out? Is there a tikkun when blood comes out when you take out a tooth? So he says, it depends. He said, if the tooth is infected, so there's infection by the root of the tooth, so when you take out the tooth, the blood that comes out cleanses out the infection. And it's very important. The blood that comes out cleanses out the infection. So you need that blood. He says, if you're an orthodontist, and the whole reason you're taking out the tooth, because he has so many teeth, he wants, so that's why he's taking out the tooth. So then there's no tayelis of the blood coming out. But then, so it's more addictive. We have here a machloikis, the Mogen Avrom and the Maima Mordechai. If it's a deraisa, if it's a derabonon, it depends why he's taking out the tooth. Now we can understand. It's very interesting. The Biraloche in Sinchov Ches has he brought down the Mogen Avrom, but it's a deraisa, but really, it's not a deraisa. He doesn't need the tilas neshama doesn't need the blood to come out. But by an infected tooth, he doesn't need the blood to come out. He wants the blood to come out because that cleans the infection. So then, al kapona, we can understand the Mogen Avrom. The Maima Mordechai can understand by not an infected tooth.
Because
they still
come, right?
Well, that's the Mishnah Berurah.